Holly LaBerge, the current head of the State Ethics Commission, is among those reportedly subpoenaed. LaBerge's attorney, Mike Brown, wouldn't confirm or deny that, but said,
"If there is a subpoena, Holly LaBerge will cooperate completely because she has nothing to hide."
Co-workers of LaBerge have reportedly made statements under oath that suggest she inappropriately interfered with ethics complaints against Deal. The commission staff attorney has said LaBerge bragged about her relationship with the governor and reportedly said Deal owed her for helping settle an ethics probe into his 2010 gubernatorial campaign. LaBerge's attorney strongly denies those allegations.
Holly and the commission treated the matters involving Governor Deal like they treated every other matter. He never received any preferential treatment. And she never said that Governor Deal owed her because she had done something to his benefit on those matters.
The governor's attorney, Randy Evans, said Deal has not been contacted by federal officials. Evans denies Deal had any involvement in what the governor has characterized in the past as personnel disputes.
Believe it or not, we're actually the victim in this scenario.
One of the subpoenaed former staffers claims he was pressured by superiors to destroy documents related to Deal's ethics probe. Evans welcomed further investigation into that aspect.
We were worried about it. If it turns out that in fact happened, then yes, if there is an investigation, that would be appropriate. We put no pressure on to anyone to destroy or alter a document. In fact, we worked hard to maintain a set of documents so that in the event something like this happened, that the relevant documents, the ones that were of consequence or significance, we would have a copy of.
Questions were first raised in 2011 after a pair of state ethics officers filed whistleblower lawsuits for wrongful termination. They claimed it was retaliation for pursuing an ethics case against Deal. Those lawsuits are ongoing. William Perry of government watchdog group Common Cause Georgia said he's glad independent investigators are on the case.
I think it's good news for the people of Georgia. I think it's also good news for the governor, who's claiming to be completely innocent and not involved in this, and certainly a grand jury investigation can ferret the truth.
Earlier this year, the State Ethics Commission asked the state auditor to investigate the case. In a written statement, Kevin Abernathy, board chair of the commission, said he nor any of the other board members have been subpoenaed as part of the federal probe. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.